This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
We're listening to Macca and Paul here on Joy 94.9. Busy morning this morning here, and we're going to try to take a slight deviation now and talk to someone who really has been impacted quite dramatically by the COVID-19 outbreak. So I'm delighted to say welcome to Joy once again, actually, Salvatore Malatesta, CEO of St. Arley Group. Good morning, Salvatore.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me again. I love this station. I love everything you do. Thank you.
And you've been very supportive to us in the past. Salvatore, just give us a quick rundown. This thing has hit us pretty quickly and dramatically. Just give us a quick overview of what it's meant for someone like yourself in the hospitality industry.
Okay. So, I mean, I have had some time now to process what's happened, accept it, and, you know, and the words that I gave my executive guys, my executive team and all my crew, is that the quicker we learn to accept that the world is never, ever, ever going to be the same as it was, and we can't go back there, and the quicker we change our thinking and re-emerge and re-pivot, is the quicker we're going to be able to get on with life and the quicker we're going to be able to get any value of what happens at the end of this. So from my humble view, I think there are something like 57,000 food and beverage operations in Australia or something like that. If there are a third of those remaining at the end of this, that would probably be a good result. I suspect the number might be even less. And so once we've done the financial modelling and once we've done the economic thinking, then the next part for me is the emotional scarring from something like this is going to be so substantial that the new world order that we live in is going to be very different. So we need to start thinking very, very differently, both from a personal and business perspective. I don't think I've ever washed my hands or used hand sanitizer so much in my life as much as I have done in the last 2 days. Does that mean forever and ever now I'm not going to touch door handles without having some emotional scarring through this process? I mean, it's very real. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we're all feeling exactly the same thing, Salvatore. It's a weird scenario to think every time you go and touch something external, then you're going to have to try and wash your hands, sanitize, etc. Just want to go back. You made two really good points there. I'm shocked to learn that you think that only one third of our hospitality and food service industries are going to be around in a few months' time. One of the things that I think a lot of governments around the world have been trying to do is to really see if they can hibernate the economy and businesses as we go through the next couple of months. Now, practically, that sounds like an impossibility. As a businessman, is that a reality, do you think, at all?
The question being...
To hibernate our business, almost cut down the costs and the revenues, just hold everything in a limbo until you can actually come out the other end.
So, look, the reality, I mean, I'm not an authority on everything, but I have a good understanding of my little segment and space. And so I'll say my qualifier is, this is my own view and it's just a gut feeling, I think it's going to be very, very tough for anyone to not take a long time to recover from this, unless you're in one of those essential services and you can actually make the products and so on. And even then, you're still going to have to face the new world order where people are pretty sad. But for hospitality, listen to this. So we had a number of issues that have pushed hospitality against the wall, and the most recent was the bushfires.
Yeah.
And that was only 5 minutes ago in the scheme of, you know, business. And just as people started recovering from the bushfires, now this has happened. Most hospitality businesses are at best, even the good successful ones, a marginal business with very small earnings, and most of them are running on cash flow. And when that cash flow stops, as it currently has, the piper comes looking for his or her share of the money owed. And sure, we can, you know, we can hibernate that for 6 months, but in 6 months' time, the banks and the landlords are going to come asking for their money on a payment plan potentially,
yeah,
as will the tax office on a payment plan potentially. So in a business that was marginal already, you're going to spend the next 3 years post-recovery trying to pay the debts from the corona period. So does that sound like a viable business? Probably not. I mean, you know, we're a robust outfit, so, you know, we'll be okay. But we're sitting here kicking to ourselves, wow, we were having a really bumpy year, and now our bumpy year is kind of not bumped at all.
It's Macca Sella. We had a technical issue before. Sorry about that. I'm here. I was thinking, in terms of, you know, listening, you know,
wondering where you were, Macca. I was expecting to hear your voice, and you weren't there. So anyway,
Look, I was down working the streets, mate. But
probably doing all right.
Look, one of the challenges, Sella, you know, and you said, look, you know, already hospitality, you know, in most cases is a marginal business. And I see, you know, that, you know, a good friend of yours, Shane Delia, you know, he's closed his businesses down, hoping, you know, to perhaps start doing some better, you know, takeaway in a different way. I liken this as we come out the end of it, that it's almost like you're buying something on lay-by. So people are going to have to start building up their, you know, their monetary reserves and their ability to re-engage once they start getting back to work before they actually start spending money again, because there's going to be lots of calls on their money because of what the banks and others have done to help us get through this. So it's not going to be like, okay, you're under starter's orders, let's go again. You know, we've gone from 10 to 1, you know, in terms of activity. We can't go from 1 to 10 at the same speed.
Oh, well, no, of course not. I mean, you know, we're also excluding perhaps coffee, which is a, you know, essential for most people.
Oh, yes.
And perhaps not at a cafe, but certainly at home. So, but food and beverage is discretionary spending.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you've been unemployed for a year and a half, you're not going to be going to restaurants. You're going to be, you're going to be trying to cook. You're going to be trying to cook oats in the morning, and let it last for the week, right? So yeah, I mean, even if I read an article this morning, which is, probably the reality, but very depressing. Even if we pulled off the vaccine and got it to market and all that kind of jazz, it's probably, you know, best case 12, worst case 2 years.
Yeah.
And you know, Mac and me, well, I travel a lot, and I the idea of stepping on a plane, you know, doesn't make me too excited. And, you know, if someone's got the corona in Italy, it just takes one person to bring it back and it's all over again.
Oh, yeah.
So we're probably grounded, in a real sense for 2 years. And then if we come at the end of this, those who survive are going to have, most of those who survive are going to have very little money. And they're going to be using that money to for, you know, staples and, you know, paying electricity. So, I think the hospitality industry is going to be in a very, very different spot. Well, already is, but sooner. And those who can pivot that spot will survive.
They are, yeah. Now, we're going to have to go, Sal, unfortunately. We've run out of time.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry about that. I want to thank you for your time, but also, you know, in the past, you've been a great supporter of Joy. I know that in the future, we'll come back to that. I do wish you well, and all the folks that work for you, you know, that you come through this and you come out the other end. I'm certainly looking forward. I have some of your pods, but I'm actually looking forward to actually sitting down in one of your locations again and having a coffee with you.
Thanks, Macca. But look, before you go, and for anyone who's listening, we're going to increase our support for community radio. So we'll help you guys out. Any other community radio listening, we think this is the time to give you guys a bigger voice, because we need the truth coming out. And so there's only so much truth that comes out of mass media. So just hit me up and support. We've got you covered.
Sal, that means a lot to us. It means a lot to our listeners. Stay well, but our motto is stay in, stay alive, and I look forward to continue to work with you in the future.
Thanks, buddy. Good one, guys. Cheers.
Thanks a lot, Salvatore. Take care.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
That was Sal Malatesta from Sonali, a big supporter of Joy and our community, and he's just restated that, which makes me really happy.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.